Well, the coffee catch-up, smooth barista-made coffee from McCafe. Kingy, you and I are lucky enough to have one. It's available 24/7. As soon as we sat down and had a coffee, I said to you, who would you like to have a beautiful coffee from McCafe with? And you said, oh, it's easy, Ben Graham. And he joins us now. Hello, BG. Ben.
Oh, good afternoon. Great. Gentlemen, how are you?
We are fantastic. We've been watching the Seahawks all afternoon, my friend. For those that haven't seen, summarise the game and a great win to the Seahawks.
It was in another playoff-calibre game between two playoff-calibre teams. It was a big game, high-scoring game. Seahawks ended up winning it 37-30 over the Vikings. And Russell Wilson once again continues to find a way. That's their ninth win. They've had 10 wins of the year. Ninth win in one score games. So they've all been close games. He's just been able to find a way. But they exploded today, particularly in the third quarter. But the Vikings, I wouldn't write them off. They're still in the playoff picture. They're still a sixth seed. Kirk Cousins still had a good day. There's an injury cloud over Dalvin Cook, their star running back. So interesting to see how that plays out. But for the Seahawks, their running game was just simply superb. 218 rushing yards on the day. Chris Carson with 102 and a touchdown, and Rashad Penny, 74 and a touchdown. So they, now the Seahawks, they take the lead in the NFC West after the 49ers got beaten by the Ravens in another fantastic game. But the Seahawks take the lead in the NFC West and now sit second in the NFC playoff picture behind the New Orleans Saints, new leader in both the AFC and the NFC.
The 49ers will play Seattle, and I think it's 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, not sure, Benny, but there's been a lot of trick plays on the weekend. We saw one today, another fake punt today from Seattle. We saw was it the kicker threw it to the punter or the punter threw it to the kicker in yesterday's game with Miami, or Friday's game?
Was it a little
Miami
flick?
Yeah, Miami versus Philly.
It's this time of the year when you want to roll out everything in your playbook, so your opposition, your upcoming opposition, particularly the playoff opposition you might face, they've got to prepare for everything. Yeah. So the Seahawks, they lined up to punt the ball, our own Michael Dixon, and they flicked it straight to the fullback who ran around the edge and got a first down. So now everyone playing the Seahawks has got to be wary that the fake maybe in play, but that
Were you ever involved in any of that sort of shenanigans?
Of course you would have been.
Did you ever throw the ball?
Yes.
Oh, what happened?
Well, okay, so when we got a particular look against the Broncos as playing for the Cardinals, if they overloaded one side for a field goal, I had the license to put the ball down like it was a field goal kick, and I then flicked it up to Jay Feely, the kicker, who ran around the edge of the line of scrimmage and ran it in for a touchdown.
How many times did
that
happen?
It was fantastic. Oh, it happened once.
Has to happen once. But
that's right.
Only has to happen once. They're fantastic because you prepare for them all week, all year, all training camp. So when your number's called for that play, you want to make sure it comes off. But the best one from the weekend was the field goal unit came out for the Dolphins, but they split into this unique formation where they all went outside the numbers except for the long snapper and the punter. And the punter just threw it into the end zone to the kicker who was wide open for a touchdown. But they got nothing to lose, the Dolphins.
Wasn't good for everyone. Set fire to a couple of multis, Benny. But anyway, as the MVP race changed, we saw Lamar it wasn't as rampant as what he'd been the previous few weeks, but still got the job done in a big game against the 49ers.
Oh, it was a huge test for him. He's had put up some massive numbers since their win against the Patriots in week 9. But it wasn't so much about Lamar Jackson. It was the defense did a fantastic job against the 49ers offense, holding them to 17 points. But I think he surpassed Russell Wilson as the MVP favorite 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks
and
ago.
What he's doing, he's just had such a fantastic season and he just keeps getting better and better. But it's not so much the numbers he put up. He only had 105 passing yards against the 49ers. But the way they game planned is they started the game throwing the ball knowing that the 49ers were going to game plan against the run. So they were going to let Lamar Jackson beat them through the air. Once they changed their defensive strategy, they went on the ground. And he had over 100 yards rushing. Mark Ingram had another good day. So they've got it all the Ravens at the moment, and they're the number one seed in the AFC. Lamar Jackson, he's on his way to win the MVP.
So let's just refresh on your rankings, your top four. Yeah, that's a couple of weeks ago. In order, has there been some movement? Have you put the Ravens to the top of the pops?
Yes, I'm going to, Kenny. Yeah, what I've seen in that they've now won 8 in a row, and they've beaten some serious contenders, the Patriots, the 49ers, the Texans. And Lamar Jackson's just, he's out of this world. He's this new breed of quarterback that's so hard to contain. The Patriots are still there, though. I wouldn't be too worried about their loss against the Texans. The Texans really needed to win that, and they pulled out all stops. That was on the Patriots' defense. I think the offense were okay, apart from the one interception that Tom Brady threw. But they'll be okay. In the NFC, the Seahawks, them and the Saints, and the 49ers are there too, but they're the three best teams in the NFC. But I think the big talking point out of this week is the Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys, they're 6-6. Yes, they've got the fourth seed. They hosted the Buffalo Bills and were absolutely horrific on offense. Interceptions, fumbles, missed field goals. It was a really poor performance considering what was at stake.
Will they sack him, Benny? Will he survive the season, Jason Garrett?
Yes, he'll survive the season. But they've got to seriously look at that in the off-season. They've won the division 3 times in his 9-year tenure. They've only had one losing season. So it's not all that bad. But at the moment, with the talent they've got, they can still do something if they win more games than the Eagles do. But where it's fascinating in the NFC East is the Eagles lost to the Dolphins. Mm. The Eagles lost to the Dolphins, yes. which potentially...
The Dolphins! We just touched on that, Benny. Set fire a couple of multis. Can you not relive it?
which was a bad loss for the Eagles. But what we'll be telling is the Cowboys play the Eagles in week 16 to possibly determine the NFC. So if they make the playoffs and do something, I think Jason Garrett might be okay.
Benny, changing the pace, Kingy and I have been admiring the change in uniforms in the NFL over the seasons. And since you were playing, maybe it has developed more into a Lycra game. And
You had a strong Lycra game, I think, Benny.
Did you have a strong Lycra game? And yes. Do you find yourself slotting back into the Lycra at any time?
Oh, from time to time, I like to get the pads on and the old uniform just to remember what it felt like. But no, they are pretty tight, and there's some big boys in the NFL. Yeah. And lucky the punters' pads aren't as big as some of theirs, so I was okay. But they have a couple of throwback weekends, some heritage colours. Yeah. They have a colour rush weekend where there's some bright colours getting around. It's part of the uniform. You just wear what you're given.
I just got a visual of your kids coming home from school and finding Dad dressed up in his old uniform.
Do you reckon?
Just going down memory lane. Have I got that all wrong, Benny?
No, you might be right. When I hear them walking through the front door, though, it's sometimes it's hard to get the helmet off. They're that bloody tight. Caught me out.
Oh, that's good. Sensational stuff. Hey, mate, as always, wonderful to have a chat to you. And it's been a fascinating NFL season. Good on you.
And let's look forward to next week already. Have a look at this. The Ravens at the Bills, the 49ers at the Saints, and the Chiefs at the Patriots. Oof. So you find yourself a chair, a couch, a bar, a TV to be able to get your sights on, man. It's getting exciting. Only 4 weeks left.
If you whack the lock, Ron, I'll meet you anywhere.
Enjoy your coffee.